Hello, my name is Annie Hampson. I'm the Chief Planning Officer and Planning Director at the City of London. My job is to head up the planning role at the City of London, which involves both development control work and also the policy work that we do, giving advice to and working with developers on very minor schemes that go from small shopfronts and alteration solicited buildings to the very major projects which people will be familiar with, like the cheese grater and the gherkin. We do that by working closely with developers. We have a quite complicated system of pre-application meetings, then we very much invite people to engage with the community, then we receive formal applications, and there's a whole variety of fairly detailed processes and consultations that have to go on. And then we report our major schemes to committee and deal with the more minor ones under delegated powers. I think the interesting things are that the city is just such a diverse and exciting place to work. It obviously is the historic core of the city. So amongst all this very huge requirement for development, it is a need and integrity to deal with our historic environment. We have a large number of conservation areas. We have a large number of listed buildings. We have a greater concentration of Grade 1 listed buildings than elsewhere, and scheduled monuments. And it's the balance between those very important elements and providing the city with the business floor space and support facilities it requires in order to operate effectively. It's getting that balance right between exciting new developments and ensuring that we maintain those aspects of the city that are important. And I think having a look at the planning in the totality, that it is about design, but it's also about making sure that it works, that the support facilities are there, that people can get there. I think it's very nice to actually learn that at one stage, probably 5 years ago, when we were insisting there was a certain amount, say, of cycle parking in buildings, it is now so absorbed and so demanded by arguably customers that it's a battle almost we don't need to fight anymore. At one stage, people were saying this is ridiculous, nobody's ever going to need this amount of cycling space. And now, in fact, occupiers and very, very senior staff are actually cycling to work. And what were very back entrances in behind the service bay are now saying that's inappropriate. We need a better entrance for our cyclists into the building. So things like that are significant victories, yes. Some of the schemes are truly enormous. You know, they're well into the hundreds of millions. And so I think our very, very key role is in getting those right, is working with the development industry to ensure that they are right. But I think in addition to those very big schemes, which are absolutely critical in how they integrate into sort of London as a whole, how we get people to the jobs, how we actually make sure there are enough residential premises, you know, for people effectively to accommodate all this, is that is one end of the spectrum. But the other end of the spectrum is we spend a lot of time making sure that very specific detailing of historic buildings are correct. And so that is, I think, a significant thing. I think another thing that maybe people would be surprised by is that they would tend to perceive that an awful lot of the decisions we make are made by the committee, but in fact only 3% of planning decisions are actually made by committee. The vast majority, in fact, are made by officers at officer level. We have a lot of delegated authority to deal with things, so members really are seeing the sort of tip of the iceberg of the interesting stuff, whereas an awful lot of the sort of day-to-day detail of getting it right, in fact, they don't see. I mean, I think we are very, very aware of how much the city is changing. Occupiers are changing tremendously in the city, and I think that's one of the things that may change the city the most, that the concentration of financial and business companies is reducing, and there are more alternative TMT-type companies coming into the city. And I think what they demand, what they require, is going to be one of the very big changes. I think the other thing that is going to be huge is the opening of Crossrail that we will have in the next 5 years, and the implications of that in terms of the numbers coming through the city, how we deal with the streetscape consequences of that, and the sheer demand for accommodation we think that's likely to generate, I think are going to be key changes in the next 5 years.